Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, you hate to see it. You mean to tell me the world didn't end when we didn't get Soto? Weird. By the way, Rico, this is what I mean. I mean, the Cubs went and got Kyle Tucker. They didn't want to be in the Bellinger business anymore.
Right.
He had broken ribs last year. No, he'll never be a league MVP again like he was in his second year. But, like, you bring that type of left-handed bat. I know the Tigers need a right-handed bat. The point is, trades happen. Teams are willing to dump payroll. Are you willing to take it? Bellinger in that stadium is like an automatic 30 home runs. That's a four-war player. And the Yankees got him plus cash for a stiff. So it's Fried, Bellinger, and Devin Williams, all for $50 million. Juan Soto makes $51 million. So
that's look, a good shot.
Yeah, I mean, but again, when we talk about the Tigers. Value. You know, we talked Tigers earlier in the show. It was just the idea of, look, I mean, is Flaherty maybe a guy that they could circle back to? ESPN says Tigers could be in it for him. I'm not seeing them listed for Bregman anymore, but it's just, I don't even know if the Yankees are done, by the way. You may very well see Christian Walker or Pete Alonso in pinstripes.
Really?
So while the Yankees are doing all that stuff, you know, yeah, that's why fans here are left going, look, we don't need to spend $60 million or $60 million. Could we spend anything on a bat we care about? And so far, the answer has been no. We'll see. They've got time. They got to make a trade, though, because it doesn't look like free agency is going to be for them. But that's not what we're here to talk about. You just heard the Dan Campbell audio. And Rico and I have a different spin on this. Now, it was fun. It's motivational. Probably was great with your cup of coffee driving to work, but that doesn't change anyone's opinion because those words aren't going to line up at D-tackle. Those words aren't going to line up at running back. The injuries sustained this past weekend, say whatever you want. I mean, I love Dan Campbell, but he's got to say what he said on the morning show. You can't flinch. A, it's not in his DNA, and B, he's never going to send the team that message. So for him to come out with the impassioned speech he had, you can use Odyssey.com Rewind if you want. We're not going to play the whole thing here. Yeah, it was great, but it doesn't sway where we're at on this show, which is it's gone from I expect them to win the Super Bowl to God, I hope they could even make it. And I asked a question to lead today, and I want everyone's opinion. Let's forget about the words Super Bowl. Just take it out of the discussion, and let's just talk about the one seed, that if they have a pathway left, if they have a pathway left after losing Ali McNeil for the year and Carlton Davis drinking out of a straw for 6-8 weeks and losing David Montgomery and losing Hutch and losing all the players they've lost, if they have any hope of ever getting to part two which would be the word we're not going to say, isn't it Doctor Strange only one way? They must go 3-0 down the stretch here. They must get the one seed. They must get the bye week and get the home games so that they can win games the way they probably have to win it, which is a shootout. Fast track, indoors, your team, your town, your fans. That is the only way I think I'll be able to get to, okay, now what does a pathway to word I won't say anymore look like? Do you subscribe to that? The Bears are a corpse. The Niners are corpse light. And then the Vikings are good. They gave you a hell of a game when you were a hell of a lot healthier. And you beat them on a last second field goal. All right. These are the tests before you. I want to know I don't think it's copium. I just think I'm selling you the only thing that would get me to re-engage the conversation about the word I won't say. You have to get the one seed. Otherwise, I don't believe there's a real shot. I don't believe you're going on the road multiple times. I don't believe not having the bye week. There's no team in football that needs it more. Rico, I've rolled everything into the one seed now to have any realistic shot. Is that wrong of me? Does that make me a bad fan, according to the mouth breathers?
No, it doesn't make you a bad fan. It just makes you a more realistic fan. It's not even about playing at Ford Field. It's about the week off. It's about having time for players between that game and the next game, what, 13 days to rest up and get healthier and add more pieces to this defense. Because let's face it, I mean, Dan Campbell said that, like, if we win by one, great. Like, you're going to see uber aggressive Dan Gamble to the extreme, because he knows we have to. It's why you saw him kick an onside kick with 12 minutes left in the game. I got to create a turnover. I don't think I can rely on my defense to do this. I have to figure out a way. Yeah, you need that time off. Yes, playing at home at Ford Field is great. You're going to have the fans, but you need some rest, man, because I don't think you want the opposite of that would be right after you play Minnesota here, you have to catch a flight to the West Coast to either play the winner of the NFC West. You could be playing Stafford or going out to Seattle to play Geno Smith. Good luck with that.
248-539-9797. Is the one seed the only pathway to hope to making the Super Bowl? Or do you buy, do you buy into the Dan Campbell speech? It's Detroit versus everybody. Miracles happen, and you're just not willing to change your perspective. I don't know how they're going to do this without the one seed. Before, hell, you would have been favored in Philly. Now, I think you're the fourth choice to win the Super Bowl. It's all shifted since your injury Sunday. And that's Vegas. I mean, you could throw Vegas out. It doesn't matter. The Giants are probably the longest shot on the board in 07. I respect that. It can happen. But we're talking about, look, all of us, united, believe this team was doing it. It was an expectation. We're doing this. We're having a parade. At a minimum, if you said, hey, I don't know if they'll win the Super Bowl, I believe in my heart they're getting there, that's fine too. Now, it's hope. I just hope they could surprise. But I do think what you said and what's in that speech, Rico, yeah, maybe it's Campbell at another level of aggression. I mean, maybe it just turns into something completely different. With fourth and 11. I don't know.
And I guess
I don't know.
And I guess the speech came, I got some context. I guess Cookies asked him, what do you say to fans who say you've experienced too many injuries and, you know, this team's going to be different? And that was the genesis of that fiery speech.
But he didn't really address the injuries. It was more, I don't care if we have 50 yards, I'll smile. And it's like, yeah, so will we. I don't know. Like, all of it, I don't get too engaged with it. I think it's fun for fans, but I look at the data and I look at what you lost. And I mean, again, to put it into context, right, on the same day that Aiden Hutchinson does a podcast and says, well, I'm going to be back for the Super Bowl. Yeah, sure. The point is, Aleem McNeil is your best pass rusher. Think about that. You just lost 50 pressures. 50. You lost a guy who's a top five D tackle in the sport. That's an all-pro type player. And a guy who single-handedly kind of held it together up front. He's Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. He's Aaron Donald. He's Dexter Lawrence. That's what you just lost. Like, I don't take that lightly. And I don't think speeches make up for that. And you've lost Davenport. And you've lost Hutchinson. I mean, you've lost an entire defensive line. And several of the primary backups to those players. So I always return right back to that. You win with the tip of the sword. Mm-hmm. Your offensive line is healthy, in quotations, but they do look beat up. In the last 2 weeks, going from 4.8 yards a carry to 3.2. Watching Frank Ragnow get steamrolled a couple of times. Dude, Taylor Decker's been banged up. Glasgow got x-rays. Zeitler's 100 years old, and I love him. I hated when the Giants let him go, but he's old. This is the time of year, man. It's hard to be playing at a high level. You don't believe me? Talk to TJ Lang about it. How many years TJ had to play with a broken foot? I'm not breaking news. My opinion. Watching what I'm watching and your line not looking dominant, those are the conclusions I draw. So I would love to know where you guys are at, because I do think the one seed now is like the bare minimum to having real hope.
Yeah.
Even fleeting hope. You tell me if you agree or disagree. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of the phone calls. Also, a reminder, you see Rico tonight at LCA. Shake his hand. He is being honored.
Just watch the game.
Fraternity. It is Founders Night at LCA. They will be raising his crested quarter zip to the rafters. Big night tonight for MSU and OU. And Rico's a big part of it. We're proud of you, buddy. That's Dan Campbell on the morning show. If you want the complete interview, Odyssey.com Rewind. Encourage you to go do that for all of our shows. Let's go right to the people. We'll get ticket texts later, David. A lot of people have a lot to say. We begin with really one of the greatest names of all. Mike is going to lead off the 5 o'clock hour. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are we doing today?
Hey, Mike.
Good, Mikey. What's on your mind?
You know, just saying all hope's not lost. Just saying we need the one seed. I don't think we absolutely need it. Would it make it easier? Yes. Obviously, with Monty going down, Craig Reynolds is a heck of a football player. If anyone likes ball more than St. Brown, it's probably Craig Reynolds. He's a great runner. We're going to have Avaki coming in, getting some snaps. Our defense is going to look okay by playoffs. You know, the line should be Reeder, Pascal, Smith, Martin. Angeloni should be coming back for playoffs. Our secondary is going to be pretty darn healthy for playoffs. I don't know. All hope's not lost. We lose our first game in 11 games. And, yeah, we fans are kind of freaking out. Injuries are a huge thing, but I just feel like everyone needs to take a little chill pill. A little chill pill.
Yeah, I don't care about the loss. So you can put that on other people, Mike. The loss doesn't mean anything. I'm with you. Like, you're not going to win every game forever. Totally with you. It was the injuries. I mean, Aleem is just such an incredible football player. Losing Carlton Davis is a killer. You can't have Terry and Arnold as your one. He's not ready yet. And then, yeah, I mean, Montgomery was the chef's kiss. I'm like, are you kidding me? The day after. And then you add it to what you've already lost. Mike, here's the thing. If your scenario is going to play out, there can't be any other injuries in the next three games. Like, somehow got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
You're just out of bodies.
If all goes well, I mean, maybe. I'm not saying it's going to happen, because it is Brad Holmes. Some guys off the waiver. I know we just picked up Pittman. He's back. But, man, we either need some bodies or we just need to start playing some smarter football, because something's going on. It's not a coincidence.
Nah, Mike, you know what it is? Mike, unfortunately, you got screwed. The football gods screwed you. This team was going to win the Super Bowl, Mike. Mm-hmm. They were. I believe it in my heart. And I just feel like you got screwed.
I called in week 7, and I was like, I'm already on the frick of 16-1. Right? like, it was I knew it was going to happen. And the gods just wiped it away. Hey.
Yeah, they just took it away. I mean, it's the same thing that look, it happened to me in 08. They took it away. I mean, Plaxico decided to put a gun in his sweatpants and shoot himself. We lost our best offensive lineman. We lost Justin Tuck, all in like the same week. Giants end up going 1-3 down the stretch. They were 12-1 at the time of the injuries, and they lose in the first round of the playoffs. Giants are going to repeat as Super Bowl champions. Nobody was coming close to them. Mm-hmm. We got screwed. Not one of our players was a moron, but we got screwed. And that's like, I'm sensitive to it because I've experienced it. You guys don't deserve it. At least I was coming off of a Super Bowl championship. You guys, of all fan bases in this league, did not deserve what has happened to this team injury-wise. And it's not excuses, it's reasons. When you lose all pro-caliber players, those aren't excuses. Those are reasons, man.
Because, Mike, it went from potential Super Bowl matchup to now you feel like, okay, Buffalo's got to fix the defense, but they got enough offense, they can make it to the Super Bowl. You don't feel the same way about the Lions, the way you did going into that game.
I'm glad we have 3 weeks left, Rico, because at least we'll get to see real data. 12 quarters of football. We'll get a look at what this thing looks like. Look, they'll look good this weekend. I expect them to come out and demolish the Bears. If they don't, that's a big red flag to me. But then it gets to, all right.
But even with the history of the Lions and the Bears over the last couple of years?
Only because it feels like this Bears team has quit. They've already fired a coach. Thomas Brown, he just looks clueless. You got Caleb
but
looking to the heavens. I don't know, man.
But you can play Mad Libs and say, pick that year that you're saying this about the Bears, because you could have said the same thing last year.
All right. Have they ever played a Bears team on a 10-game losing streak?
Okay, you win.
It just feels decidedly different, man.
They had but at least last year it was like, are you going to keep your quarterback? Are you going to let him go? What's going on?
I know.
But I get it. Man, you're right.
You know what?
You're right.
Fine. Hey, hell with it. You know what? If you're right, we got bigger problems than even we realize. How about that? Maybe I'm using hopium. I just viewed it that watching the Bears the last 2 weeks, after 4 or 5 weeks of fighting, holy hell, Rico, what the? I mean, like what they've put on tape the last 8 quarters, oh, my God, it should be brought to you by Cabo.
What Caleb Williams looked like on the sideline after getting, he looked like he wanted to quit football.
Correct.
Yeah.
The Bears. All right, let's go to Paul, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, got to say, probably one of the first times I'm actually agreeing with you.
Okay.
I agree. I think the only way that they're taking it is if they get the number one seed. They, when you mentioned the number, I thought you said just before I went to the dentist, 19 defensive players, right?
Yeah.
Are on injured reserve.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I knew there was a lot, and I just didn't know the exact number, but 19, that's almost two defensive squads, you know?
Yes.
It's just... I agree with you. I think the only way they make it to the Super Bowl, I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm just saying they're going to make it. And I was the guy last week that was saying they're still going to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's all I wanted to say, man.
No, Paulie, I'm with you, brother. I think if you can skip, they need a bye week badly, Paul. Mm-hmm. And if you can get 2 games on your home turf, indoors, fast track, get these fans behind you. Maybe they could will their way to it. But, man, if they don't get the one seed, no, I'm with Rico on it. You're adding a third game to the mix. You're going on the road. I don't make a habit of BSing my listeners. I said you were winning the Super Bowl all season. I stuck with it. I felt it. This past week with those 3 injuries, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Well, 4 injuries because you took away a backup corner in Khalil Dorsey. So now he's gone. It ain't next man up anymore. So it just, hey, we will all have 3 weeks to get our emotions in order. We're going to see what it looks like. We're going to be able to make decisions, right, as fans. But I swear, like, they're at a point where the levee may have already broken. The next 3 weeks, they can't lose anybody. Anybody. And forget about what we experienced when Taylor Decker was down and you had the skipper experience at left tackle. Like, forget about the offense. We're all just assuming the offense will stay healthy. But defensively, you can't lose anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to start saying names because I won't put it into the universe.
Right.
Just anybody.
Right.
So that's kind of where we've landed. I mean, I'm in hope phase. I hope they get this done, man. No town deserves it more. I'm actually angry, even though I'm not yelling. I'm angry on behalf of our listeners because, Rico, why? Why this team? Why these fans? Like this, literally, Philly has 4 players on the IL. You have 22.
Yeah, the pendulum has swung because earlier in the year, Philly didn't look like they were going to be that great of a team, but you were rolling, and then, wow. Now all of a sudden, Philly looks like the team to beat in the NFC. You're right. Minnesota, I need to see what you actually do against a good team, and they're going to finish out the year. Good news for you Lions fans, they go to Green Bay, and then they come to Detroit to finish out their year.
Yeah, they're at Seattle this week, aren't they?
And they're at Seattle this week. So, yeah. How'd that happen? How'd you finish with 3 games on the road? Huh. But, yes. So, if anything, they will probably take a loss. But, yeah, you're looking at Philly. And for Philly, you're hoping that they lose, because I don't think that they're going to lose to the Cowboys. I don't think they're going to lose to your Giants. I don't think you're going to let them lose to your Giants, Mike.
I'll will it into existence.
Right.
We will lay down. All right. We will get, we got David's buying guide. Tons of Lions conversation today. It's going to be a conversation all week, man, as we head into this Bears game. Rico at the banner raising tonight at LCA, Founders Night, as his crested Q-zip goes to the rafters. Very excited. Will you be chopping it up with both coaches pregame?
I'm just hoping to make it there in time, Mike. I'm just hoping both teams play well.
Okay, both teams have fun.
Right.
All right, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Tons of Lions discussion. Had a little fun today as well. A couple notes on the Tigers. And again, the Lions thing, we're all going to process moving forward. And the good part is there's a game this weekend. So we'll move forward, see what it looks like. They got 3 weeks. They got to go 3-0. They got to get this one seed. I'll be very interested, not with the Bear game, because maybe Rico's right. Maybe I'm overlooking decades of historical data. I just think this particular Bears team has packed it in. I guess I expect the Lions to look good this week, and if they don't, that's a major red flag to me. But we'll talk more about it. And obviously, we're going to have some fun with the holidays looming. It can't all be doom and gloom with the Lions. David, some ticket text before Rieger and Woji come in.
Mike, I've never agreed with you more than having to win these three games. We need the one seed. If not, we're done. That is Derek in Brighton. Someone else says, I'm the biggest Lions homer on the planet, but I think this year has passed us by. Injuries happen and they change a season. I'm ready to run it back next year, but this year's done, barring a massive surprise.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say it's done. I think being the favorites is done. I think expecting things is done. I think now we just kind of get in that, you know, David's going to lead a prayer circle, and we're going to hope. Look, that's really what you're doing when you make the NFL playoffs. Very few teams ever have the expectation of winning the Super Bowl. That's rarefied air. That's how much I think about your team. Now I just think you go right back to the rest of the pack of, all right, let's get lucky.
My Lions season tickets now feel like a boarding pass for the Titanic.
No, come on.
Oh, my gosh.
If Jared Goff and Sewell get hurt this weekend, well, then you're right. Iceberg right ahead. But come on, let's not go there.
If the Lions don't get the one seed, I look at the fact that the Lions are 6-0 on the road and 6-2 at home. That gives me hope. Pizza guy from Belleville.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. It's got nothing to do with the playoffs, but sure, rock and roll.
Are you guys being bad fans right now?
Bad fans!
Don't you love that term? Unless you're like a lunatic cultist, you're a bad human. It's like, no, I'm just hoping they can get this done now.
I must admit,
how dare you?
Old MCDC Danny Campbell got me fired up this morning listening to him. I'm ready to play. Let's go. Enough of the moldy bread. Oh, no, we need more moldy bread.
You don't line up at defensive tackle and play at an all-pro level, so I'm going to go ahead and disregard that.
I understand that. We can throw some moldy bread out there, but...
They're perfect. Yeah, it's called the New York Giants. Moldy bread.
Oh, come on. You know there's going to be a T-shirt. There's going to be a rallying cry. That's pitching chaos, right? It's just moldy bread.
No.
Only it's all the things I can't stand. I don't like bits. I'm just tired of it. Go ahead, make a T-shirt. Do whatever you like.
I don't think moldy bread is worthy of a T-shirt. Unless
I disagree.
Keep winning with this patchwork group. Well, now,
if he manages to drag this defense across the finish line, I already said it, rooftop stadium, statue. You put a 300-foot-tall Dan Campbell on top of Ford Field with the LED lights that we didn't get for Little Caesars Arena.
Oh, that could...
Full Statue of Liberty-style Dan Campbell statue on top of... Ford Field.
No, on top of the new Gilbert building, the tallest building downtown.
Whatever
that
you want. Yeah. I want to be able to see it from the moon.
Are you going to need a wheelbarrow for his, you know?
Do you want to make trophies? It with oversized balls?
Yes.
I don't care. Leave it up to the artist's interpretation.
Now that would be Detroit right there. That'd be more iconic.
What if
what
if the oversized balls that sat in the wheelbarrow glowed Honolulu blue?
Oh, God.
One silver, one blue.
Blue would be
good. They won't be blue anymore.
They'd be
It'll be
the
like
right
the
color.
Sphere in Vegas, but different.
Yeah, but different. People are not. I do feel
so many
like
selfies you take it with Dan Campbell's balls.
I do feel like there is some revived spirit coming out of the people today. A day later, 2 days later, no, you don't feel any revived spirit. People picking themselves up.
I don't care to feel it.
Like, okay. if people want to exist in hopium and copium, they can. I will. My hope will be dictated by the product on the field.
Right, so, yeah. Mike, let
me
ask you
to see what the next 3 weeks look
like. I like hopium.
Let's say you get the one seed. Let's say, I don't know, Minnesota trips up against Green Bay next week, right?
Okay.
So you get the one seed and Philly trips up this week against Washington. Okay.
All right.
And you get L.A. in the divisional, and then you get the, let's say, Philly in the NFC title game.
Yeah.
Would they win both those games in your mind? Could they win both those games?
Could, yes, would, no.
Depends on the health of Jalen Hurts and everybody else. Sure. Right?
Now we're going to be spite rooting against other teams.
Hey, somebody did it to the Lions.
We've already been doing that. I mean, let's be honest.
Somebody have done something.
I'm not mad about it.
Mm.
Lion fans have a right to root for whatever they want to root for based on what's happened to this team. The football gods really screwed this up.
Dude, it is amazing, though. And it curse, SO, whatever you want to call it, it's wild.
Yeah. Don't
not
say
only
SO
are there injuries,
anything.
We'll get into that later, but not only are there so many injuries, but do you realize last year when the Niners got the one seed, what do you think their record was?
I know. This is a historical season.
We're 12-5.
I know. Listen, I know.
Insane.
Listen, I'm not going to make any brash predictions about falling apart. I will make one, though. I think the Lions are going to light up the Bears this weekend.
Me, too. I think the Bears have quit.
Absolutely.
I'd say it's the greatest matchup for Detroit.
And
yes.
Well, it's not usually the greatest matchup. And I do think the Lions will be out to make a statement, as Campbell sort of laid it out today.
If they don't light the Bears up, if they don't play an impressive game, if they don't win this thing where, like, hey, maybe the Bears score late to make it look pretty.
Mm.
But if they don't play really well, I do think that's a red flag. The Bears have quit.
Yeah, fair enough.
So go out there. Show up.
Well, I think
we're
going to
talk about it all week.
Yep.
All right. And by the way, guys, I know if you're heading down to LCA, big night for Rico as his crested quarter zip is raised to the rafters. It's Founders Night at LCA.
Is it really?
Michigan State minus 16. Who are you going with? Go ahead.
I don't care. I will talk to everybody tomorrow.
Oh.